The following programming is sponsored by Polish American Radio. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Power
will
run out of
store
15 to 20 million.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leader.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com. You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio, broadcasting here on 860 AM. As you know, we serve the entire tri-state area, southeastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and northern Delaware. However, people tune in from all over the USA, and I thank you for tuning in, and thank you for spreading the word to family and friends, because that is how our message continues to get out. Go to the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live on Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And after that, you can listen to rebroadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, simply by logging onto AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. Now, if you have Alexa, you can also listen 24 hours a day simply by saying, Alexa, American Workers Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a few things to discuss that is very interesting today. And I'm very happy to have all of our panel members with us today. And they include Mark Andel, the founder of the Made in America store. And I always mention to you about the Made in America store link right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And go on there and you'll find that Mark offers 15,000 items, 100% made in the USA. Also with us is Larkin Conley, a national small business advocate, Bruce Bassett Powell, SCORE associate, and our engineer, Henry Chaplinsky. And as you know, I'm Michael Blihash, always happy to welcome you to our outstanding broadcast, which is a way for us to say a few things and get a few people thinking about what can we do to help one another to move America forward. And also, I want to remind you, I do appreciate getting those emails from you. Just send them to michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. I do use some of your information, and I will be using some of it today for the broadcast, which I am glad that you send them in, because at this election time and the situation in America, I think we have to start talking about those things, because they really affect American workers in a very big way. As I said during our broadcast on last Wednesday, September the 18th, no candidate can take anything for granted in this upcoming election for president. It's really up to the candidates to convince we, the voters, tell us why they are qualified to do something to help America, to represent America. And I'm urging every registered voter to make sure they go out and vote or send in your mail-in ballot according to your state's regulations so that your vote is counted on November the 5th. The election's really more important in America than we realize, and it's disappointing to hear some of the statistics that they get 50%, 40%, 60% in certain elections. I'd like to see at least 90%. With 90% of the people speaking up, we know exactly where those people, where the voters, where the taxpayers, where our great citizens want to take America in the future. American people want results. They want new and better outcomes from what America is spending their tax dollars on, and more opportunities for improvement from what our tax dollars are being spent on. That's one of the biggest type of email I get. Don't stop pushing that. It may be something that you said five times, but if you have say it 10 times, maybe people will continue to start asking. And don't forget, do contact your local people. Most of them are up for re-election this year, and ask them what's going on, who's making the budget, who's approving the budget, who's at those hearings, who is going to make sure that our tax dollars are being spent wisely. We need to see and hear more about how our tax dollars are being spent. Otherwise, our tax dollars could be spent on things that we really don't approve of. And that's really not what it's all about. It's not a Democrat or a Republican thing. It's a common sense thing. If you and I go to the store and we buy something and, you know, it could be this way or that way or wasteful or very beneficial, we do that with our own money so we can do whatever we choose. But when it comes to government, American workers and all Americans are spending their dollars very, very, very cautiously these days, like I have never seen in my life. And it would be good for the candidates for presidents to be up there on the stage once again. But I'm not interested in that kind of debate, that fancy-dancy debate that we witnessed. I'm looking for more of a town hall style meeting where people representing we, the taxpayers, can go up and ask the candidates the questions that are pre-submitted on the day of the event, not to the candidates, but are pre-submitted so that it's, you know, respectful and all, but people line up. You've seen those town hall meetings where people can line up and ask the questions. We want to see the questions submitted by the taxpayers, and I'd like to see at least 90% of the questions focused on America's economy and America's future. I would like to see that town hall at least 2 hours, with both candidates given equal time to answer questions. Direct answers, spontaneous answers. None of this stuff rehearsed 2, 3, 4, 5 days in advance, but spontaneously answering the questions, which I like to do. No unneeded comments should be permitted and no personal remarks against the other candidate. It's all a waste of time. Who cares about your personal decisions and your personal ideas when you're supposed to be running to be the chief executive, the chief person in the United States to represent us here in the United States, represent us to the Congress of the United States at the annual budget, and also represent us around the world. I'd only like to see one host to keep the town hall moving in a timely manner, and I'm going to ask Mark Andel, do you think we should have another town hall meeting? Not that they're going to take our suggestion, but would you like to see a town hall meeting of the candidates where everything has to be spontaneous?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Thanks for having us on. Thanks for your show. Henry, thanks for making us sound good, and I hope Larkin and Bruce are doing well. Yeah, I like the meetings. You know, this is getting really interesting. I'm having some really good talks with a lot of people about the upcoming election and how important it is to America and to our future. Again, I'm in the game, and I don't think a lot of people realize how tough a shape we're in. Mike, I just don't. It's the worst in my 39 years by far, so we can't handle another 4 years of this. You know, we had 8 buses, Mike, I want to bring up this past Saturday morning. In 3 hours, that's over 400 people visit the Made in America store from Oklahoma, Texas. They came from Seattle. You know, they come from St. Louis, Wisconsin, and it was great. But 400-plus people in 3 hours is a lot for the small store to handle. But we did well. And listening to the bus driver was a Marine, 20 years black, and, you know, he nailed it. He put a lot of time into the military, women, men. I talked to all of them from across the country, and it's not what you hear on TV. Most, to be honest, are Trump supporters and want that administration, and I don't bring up anything. I just listen. I never turn my store into an R or a D thing, period. But they all agree from every state, you know, that we can't handle 4 more years of what we have, and they all love America. So, you know, I definitely like the town hall meetings. I think answering it just like us, I've got to come in. I got to answer questions for my guys. Whatever they shoot at me, I got to have an answer. or I got to get them an answer, or we got to say, hey, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to listen and get a better understanding of what's going on and come up with a plan. That's an okay. That's kind of an answer that we're going to work on. Again, the person in charge, you know, the puppet at the top, I'm not as concerned about, but the administration and how they think. And we need better. You know, to me, again, Trump is proven. You know, if he would just go on what he said he was going to do and what he's done, we had a wonderful economy. Not many people can argue it. People had more in their paychecks. Federal income, you know, the federal rate on taxes was in the 26% from 36. So many things. I would just go on that. He's got to be focused and disciplined. Harris is failing at different times. She's never really ran nothing. Again, I want a businessman. America's a business. And I think, Mike, you know, it's getting very, very interesting around my town. New York now is all D, and it's just funny what I see up and what, compared to the news that's paid for it and owned, what you actually see if you listen and watch around, it's getting very interesting. We got some fun days coming up, but I love America. So, you know, I can't handle four more years of this. You know, we'll change careers probably.
Yes, Mark, you said it perfectly. We can't be R's or D's when it comes to this big of a deal at the top. You need somebody who's able to speak at a moment's notice, somebody who's out there with the people. We had another very big event, thousands of people this past Sunday. And I don't say too much, but people come up and tell me what they think of all of you guys. And they tell me what they feel and how they feel, and they're very disturbed how this has gone on for 3.5 years, and there hasn't been any real big push from the 535 people elected from all over the country to represent us, we the taxpayers in Washington. I do not understand it. To me, it's mind-boggling. It's simply mind-boggling. If anything, they should be using this as a way of showing, hey, this is no good, that's no good. All this nonsense talking about craziness on these things when you go to some of these stations, a C-SPAN or whatever, it's all 5 minutes of this, 6 minutes of that. What about America? What about America? I'm going to ask Larkin. Larkin, what do you think? Would you like to see a town hall style meeting between, I would like to see three of them. I want to see spontaneity. What do you think about such a gathering of the candidates?
Well, I think if you have if you're looking for spontaneity, you'll want to put Reagan up against a flashy Democrat. I mean, we're really trying to elect a president. We're really trying to give the top elements of our government leadership, and we should also be more so than ever, we should be evaluating our candidates by the experience they have, and I don't know. It just seems to me that it's a beauty contest right now, and it's turned into a beauty contest. I don't know how it's going to turn out as far as votes are concerned. I will say, if they would have debates, I think whatever process it is, they have to look at each other and talk and make sense and answer questions. You're not going to get straight answers out of any politician, and I think we all know that. I remember doing I was a campaign director for a guy that ran for the Pennsylvania Senate. And when he came down off the stage one time, I said, "You don't believe that? The heck are you talking about out there? You don't believe that?" And he said, "No, but all the voters in South Philly do." So I've got to say, what I think will get me elected. Then when I'm elected, I can do what I think is right.
Well, that's the reason. That's a good point, Larkin. That is what happened when things were not on tape, where they were not, captured on videos and whatever. However, this is what candidates were able to do. I really think that America's voters want to know more about the people right now that are seeking to be the spokesman of America, who will do the best job. We need to get the food costs down, the utilities, insurance, the interest rates. There's just nobody really talking about that in Washington. You talk about our listeners and people where I go are very disappointed with it. Voters want to know who is responsible for the inflation economy here in the United States. Larkin, who is responsible for the inflation economy we're experiencing?
Well, it's everything from greedy corporations who would sell out this country in a heartbeat just to save, a $1.50 an hour for an employee in Japan. That's caused it. And our president, current president, was in large part to blame also. He's nowhere. They don't want him to. They don't want him to be seen. You had to go to. You had to search. You had to search yesterday to find his address. And nobody was carrying it except Fox, his UN address. But it's a lack of leadership. It is a lack of leadership. And leadership comes in the ability to make decisions.
Well, Larkin, you're right there. I have to say this, too. There's a lack of leadership from the whole House and Senate. We send them to Washington. They're elected. They come into local communities. They say what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And then when they get to Washington, they're governed by caucus leaders and all this stuff. And they don't do what they're supposed to do. These people in Washington should be the first people to ask, why did we lose jobs? That should have happened 35 years ago. Why is inflation affecting America? Why don't we have a lot of the things in schools that we had 30 years ago that helped young people get right into a job, being any type of job imaginable? Why? They're not doing that. They're not being our leaders. They're not examples of what is here in the United States that needs to be fixed, to show that they are going out of their way to be counted as number ones. It's a fear factor. They'd rather be wasting their time stabbing each other in the back with goofy political ads, which I have no use for whatsoever. But both candidates right now for president, as well as all the Congress people, are going to be voted on November the 5th, pre-balloting or on the day itself. Both candidates for president have a history of being in the highest position in this country. One was a president, a former president. The next one is a sitting vice president of the country, who said they were always out to help the American people most. I want to know the report card that the people are going to give them on November the 5th. Was Trump better at what he did? Did Kamala speak up on behalf of the people? That's what I want to know. I want to see this come to an end. We wasted too much time. What did they do during their time in office? This is what they should be promoting during the town hall. That debate, to me, was just poorly done. Within 20 minutes of the debate, I was already bored at the format. I would like to see spontaneous answers from the candidates. If they need a couple of people to help govern this town hall, maybe two town halls. I have a few suggestions I can give them, but we don't need any of these commentators from any of the major stations. They don't add to anything that I'm interested to see. On November the 5th, I want to make sure that people know who they voted for, why they voted for them, not just they're a Democrat or a Republican, but this person influenced them the most, and that is why they went out and voted for them.
You're asking to defy human nature, and that has never worked in the past. Human nature is human nature. People having a desire to belong to a group, that's all this party stuff is.
It's fine, but let me ask you a question, Larkin. Did you always vote straight party line, or did you make a selection based on the person's qualifications?
I will say this. I have voted. I voted for Clinton.
Well, that's fine.
I thought he was doing a wonderful job. So, I float around, not a lot. My immediate inclination is to draw bullets on the backs of Democrats, because I've been a Republican since Nixon, when it was not even popular in my household. My father just couldn't understand. It made no sense to him. What do you mean he just didn't get it. But I want to add something also. We've talked about inflation, the border, and all the rest of these things that seem to be bothering us, some the most. But if the president we elect isn't a powerhouse on the world stage, we got a problem. We got a real problem. They're shaking the tree trying to, China, for example, they just built a port in Peru, deep water port that will handle their military. Nobody ever said anything about that. It wasn't brought up in any of the debates. No press has ever asked one of the candidates. Bruce, do you recall how many of these ports have opened, China?
About 136, I think. It's all over the world. They are
all over the world.
Deep water mega ports, which really enhance the Chinese military, Chinese Navy.
Bruce, I have a question. Do you think a town hall type meeting would help? I know that some people already early voted, but do you think that would help the people in America be enthused about the election that didn't vote yet? What do you think about the town hall idea?
I don't think it's any different than any other kind of debate, to be honest. Somebody's got to moderate it.
Well, you need one moderator. I've been to many town halls, many community meetings, and the one person who's the moderator is 10 times better than the people that we had up there in the last debate. Debates are, playing games. Actually asking a question of yourself or Mark or Larkin and you getting a response is what the people need to hear. Most people don't know much about some of the people, mainly Harris, because during her vice presidency, there was not a lot of view on the vice president. So the situation is they don't know much about her. And I would like to see these people in a forum asking questions. When someone brings me in and they ask me questions, I don't have the time to prepare. They're asking me a question directly. I give them my sincere idea. That's what we want to see, spontaneity, sincere. Not I studied up on this particular line or that line. No, I want to see exactly what you have to offer. And Bruce, that's something that we have been lacking in America for a long time. There's not enough people that have come to the microphone. Instead of having all these press secretaries, it would be good to have the president himself or herself come to the stage once a week and give a presentation of what happened in the last week. That, I think, I would find very interesting. Not this third party and this party. Maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll do that. No. It should be the leader that we elected. This is the only office that we elect on a national level. Congressmen are from your area. Senators are from your state. That it's a whole different thing. The president is from all 50 states, and every county and city and town in the United States will be out there representing themselves as a voter for the president. And that's something that's not discussed enough. It's just too much nonsense being talked about in the media. It's discouraging people from saying, who's responsible for our economy? Where are our elected leaders in Washington? If there was any kind of inflation, not only in the last 3 years, but in the past, why didn't they speak up? Why, if I asked you, Bruce, why did all the businesses leave the United States of America over the last 30 plus years? What would your response be?
I believe it was probably for profit.
For profit. Well, is there no way, if I said to you, Bruce, was there any way that we would be able to keep those jobs in the United States of America?
It's very difficult, especially when you make trade agreements with other countries. Free trade is the bedrock of the world order, if you like.
No question, Bruce. No question about that. But do you put your people in welfare in America, in the poverty line, in the poverty category, so you can honor some national or international deals? You have to look out for America first. Larkin, you said that America has to be the powerhouse of the world. That's fine. When America is strong, it has the ability to be the powerhouse of the world. When we ourselves are having difficulties in this country, we have to look at what's causing those difficulties. Why has our revenue in this country gone down? It was just reported yesterday that a lot of manufacturers in the United States are having a downturn. They're also having that in foreign countries. And the reason for it is, Mark, I'm going to ask you to join in here. It's because the cost of the products have gone up so much in the last 3 years. No one can afford it. Instead of them going out to buy the things that they need, shirts, pants, you know, all the stuff, they'll say, I'll wait. I need that for something else. I need that for my insurance. I need that for my electric bill. I need that for taking care of my family. And yet no one's speaking about this kind of stuff. And yet it was announced two days ago, that manufacturing in America has dropped. And people are asking, why aren't our people in Washington, the 535 people elected from all over the country, speaking up about that? Mark, do you have an answer for that?
You know, it's funny, and you talked about world order. So we do hold world order and have and allow people to kind of live their lives with our control. Otherwise, United States of America, there's only about three countries that can be self-sufficient. And it's always going to be about food, number one. And then you've got disease and war. But, you know, we control a lot, and we've helped a lot of people out. You've got to get your home healthy again first, Mike. And when you say country first, America first, it's dead on. You've got to get healthy here first. And controlling our country, growing our country since the beginning, for the last 20 years, I've said you got to increase the tariffs. If you want to grow America, you put tariffs, and that will even things out because, okay, our manufacturers will do better, and they can't just charge what they want. The people, the consumer, is going to demand lower prices, but they're going to get quality products. You know, every bus I walk on, Mike, I tell them I'm on the board about four or five schools. I'm trying to get metal shops, wood shops back in schools. Kids need a purpose. and they love it. These buses go crazy. I don't care, Texas, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, where they are, because they know that's a fact. We need something to do, too. It's not just about making money or sending everything overseas or allowing, you know, every other country to have every other own everything we have and own and earned. So there's a lot to this. America first, made in America. I'm telling you, it's the ticket. That's where we've got to be.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'll give you an example, everyone, that recently there were conferences again about opening new businesses overseas, taking products overseas to get better profit for your company. And I did attend the meeting. It was very interesting. I felt like a fly on the wall, but that's okay. I listened very nicely. I was only there for 1 hour. But I will tell you, the people coming from foreign countries to make the presentations are extremely good. They tell you everything. They tell you that we're going to make it, pack it. You will never know the difference if it was made in your backyard or it was made 7,000 miles away. Why don't we have people in America doing that? That's my question. That's a big concern of people. Who is representing the Department of Commerce? Sure, they did some nice things with the chips and all. I saw some of those reports. That's wonderful. How about the things that were staples of America for a century? None of that is discussed. People say, our people don't want to do that kind of work. Our people don't want this. But ladies and gentlemen, the people may be doing one part of the job, but when you're also doing the bookkeeping, the ordering, the shipping, you know, you're at the executive level, there's many jobs. I keep saying that. There are many jobs with every manufacturing job in the country. Mark, you own that store. You manage that store. But you have many people who are helping you take care of your businesses. Is that correct?
Yeah, and it's all about the livelihoods. You know, that's what we're talking here. It's all about livelihoods, getting America strong again. Because I'm listening, and, you know, businesses, I talked to a farmer this morning, came in to get his plow truck repaired, 2024 Ford. Trucks are costing about $80,000 to $100,000. He's a farmer, and he's probably 20 miles from me, but he said, you know, used to be able to make a dollar. I don't have anything in my savings account. Not only is he in a dying America, but he's in New York State, which is very, very tough on farmers to make a dollar. He said, we're working. I'm living through it. But we can't make a dollar. I have nothing in the savings. You're just kind of going through the motions, and we can't have that. You know, we need farmers that are tough. That character is tough. They've got to do everything, you know, especially dairy farmers we talk about. But their true work ethic, it's the first original small business in the United States of America was a farmer, if you fact check that. Mike, there's just so much work to do, but we've got to start looking at America. We can't just start talking, you know, lip service. We got to listen, business owners, the homeowners, the people paying 2-3 times more than they were for food 4 years ago. That's a fact. I ask my manager's meeting, I got 20 people in my manager's meeting every Tuesday morning, and I ask Matt that has 8 children, how much more are you paying? About 2.5 times more, Mark. And then they don't have disposable income for other things. You know, businesses, landscapers, that people that own the landscapers I talk to, they're not getting money, so they don't buy equipment from Mark Andel at my business. So it's all trickle-down, domino effect, ripple, whatever you want to call it. So these are real-life problems. When you're in the game, this is a tough, tough economy. It doesn't need to be this tough, Mike. Again, what are you going to vote for? You know, we want lower fuel prices. We want lower food prices, lower rent. Utilities are 30 to 50% higher right now, killing us.
Oh, absolutely. And that is what people are saying. Everywhere I go, they say, don't listen to these people that are living in the wonderland, that everything is wonderful. There is no representation in this country. When people from a foreign country can come over here and tell us how much better they're going to do and things and make things for you so you'll make a profit and the hell with the rest of the people, that doesn't make any kind of sense. I just had a discussion with a particular political person who's running for re-election. And I said to him, you know, I'm concerned that people contact me and say they don't know a lot about where their tax dollars are being spent. He said, well, it's in the national budget. It's listed on whatever site you can go through it. It's got a few thousand pages. I said, no, I'm looking for someone from your office maybe to come on a radio broadcast. They won't go on any radio broadcast, whether it's the smallest or the biggest radio cross broadcast. No one wants to be counted. They don't want to be put on a chopping block, so to speak. Well, you said this, you said that. Nobody wants to do it. It's a fear factor in America that I do not understand. And my question is, what do we know about the federal budget? And people want to know very, very much. You, Larkin, you've been watching this through your different contacts with television and all. American workers, business owners, and all taxpayers want to know exactly what federal department we're paying the expenses, the millions of dollars a day for the illegal migrants who are entering the United States without our permission. Do you have any idea, Larkin?
Let me make two statements here. Yes, I do. It is predicted by the CBO, the Congressional Business people, that we will borrow an additional $117 trillion in the next 25 to 30 years. And that's the plan.
But, Larkin, which department is it coming from right now? Because that department is listed in the budget. Yet in the budget, which they're trying to pass by the 30th of September, nobody can find the line item. This is the dollar amount for any of these illegal migrants. Have you seen that budget item?
No.
Well, that's what the people want to know. What department is it? The health department, social services? They're talking about it's coming a little from here and a little from there. Well, what does that mean? Nobody wants to, whoever approved opening the border and bringing all these souls in has to tell us where the money is being paid from. Mark, are you able to pay a bill not knowing which account it's coming from?
No, I can't even pay myself these days, Mike. Everything is going back into my business. Everything. So that's why, and having uncontrolled borders for the last 4 years and all these people coming in, God bless them, but these small towns, I feel bad for them, Mike. What are you going to do with all these workers? And there's no plan. Just let them in. You need a door on your house. You need a door on the border. I live right by Niagara Falls. You go to Canada today, you're going to wait about an hour as they check you out, who you are, where you're coming from. What are you going to do there for an hour? I mean, it's here. I'm on the border. Why not do it there? It's so crazy, Mike. We're talking about the same thing, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of concerns that Americans are going to work every day. They're paying their taxes, and it's going to support illegal migrants coming into America through the southern border. And when you ask Congress members and senators exactly where the funds are coming from, they say, well, it's in the budget. What part of last year's budget, the year before budget, and the year before that budget was passed where that line item was listed? Bruce, do you have any idea where that came from?
Absolutely not. I don't know where it came from.
Well, you're a taxpayer. We have to ask these kinds of questions.
All I know is that Donald Trump has pledged to take jobs from Britain, Germany, and China if he returns to the White House.
I don't know how he could take jobs from any country. A president is supposed to govern the United States of America, period.
Under my leadership, we're going to take other countries' jobs.
No, not take. We don't take. Bruce, I don't know about, I didn't hear that statement, but I will tell you, no one is a god. A god would be able to give you that kind of an answer. I will tell you this. He may have referred, or the vice president may have referred, that we're going to return jobs to America, make competitive jobs in America. We don't go to any country and take any jobs, and they don't come here and take our jobs. They come here and welcome jobs. I spoke to this wonderful man 20 years ago, and you know what he said to me? I mentioned this on the radio 2 months ago or so. He said to me, we came to America asking America to share a little percentage of their manufacturing with our countries. And instead, they shared 70 and 80% of the manufacturing went to our countries. We didn't beg them for the jobs. They, the American people, looking for better profits, took those jobs and went overseas. That is the reason I ask everyone listening and everyone who will listen through the day, the night, the week, to look for American made, because otherwise we're hanging ourselves. No one can take anybody's job. You have qualifications and you're doing your job, somebody wants you. If you're not doing your job, nobody wants you. It's insane the way things are going right now. And nobody can say, we don't know about anything. The internet's right there. Put it on the internet. Put it on all these special programs that they have out there for people to join in, Facebook and everything else, you'll know. I want to know. People want to know. It's something that they ask me all the time. What department in the United States government is paying millions and millions and millions of dollars a day to support the illegal migrants? Now, Mark, as a business person running your budget, would you be able to take anybody illegal and just take care of them on a daily basis?
Unfortunately not. We'd love to get healthy again as a country and as personal that you could do that, Mike, again, with a plan, you know, possibly, but not at this moment, not in this time, not in this economy.
That's right. And the thing is, we are not obeying America's laws. The southern border is bringing millions of people. I have no number. I don't know the exact number, but bringing millions of people. You're supposed to enter someone's home when they open the door for you. Not you bang the door down or run in through the side door. That's how the rules of America are. You enter with permission. That's not happening now. That is totally, if there were illegals in the past, many of them were, you know, brought together and said, no, I'm sorry, you can't stay here. Or if they were coming for asylum reasons, they had to put all that on the table. That is not happening right now. Many of these good souls, many of them, not, you know, I don't know exactly anything about them, but many of these souls are coming here and they don't know where they're going to go the next day. They are coming to America because they heard the door is open and they heard that there's possibilities for them to do something with their life. That's wonderful. That's what America is all about. But there is one problem. We have to look out for Americans first. And then when we need people to come, they have to knock on the door, not bang or knock the door down. You knock on the door and ask, may I enter? That's the bottom line. And then when you ask elected people, how are you paying for the people? They say, well, it's the caucus. It was listed in maybe this portions in each budget. Well, if you're paying payroll tax, you're paying other taxes to the government, you should know this. And with all the websites and all that are out there, there's no reason for anyone not to know. And I'm encouraging everybody to really go out of their way to give their local congressman who's running for re-election a call and say, by the way, where is the money for the illegal migrants coming from? And then let me know. You could send me the information to Michael at American Workers Radio. I'll be very pleased to hear from you because it'll help me to understand. People want to hear these kinds of things addressed by the candidates. Sometimes I look at the television, it's just so many ads that are a waste of my time. I would like to see those ads say, when I am president, this is what I'm planning to do. 1, 2, 3, let me know in each ad what you're looking for. Bring interest rates down. We're going to make sure fuel rates go down. We're going to have better access to American products going overseas. We want to do that venture. Of course, we want global economy. We want to send our stuff over to other countries too. We want the world to be one big happy place. But when you look on our statistics sheet in America and you see 44 million people living at the poverty level, that's not very good. 30 years ago, it was a small percentage of poverty people. It was manageable. Today, it's unmanageable. And no matter how much you work and pay taxes, it's unmanageable. So if I was the person in charge, I would start getting after the people in Washington. I would ask them to present presentations, proposals, how we're going to address the poverty issue in America. One of the biggest things I'm sure they would say is it's time to have our working age and able-bodied people get skills that will make our industries in America thrive again, number one. Number two, I would hope that they would say, we're going to lower taxes and regulations in America so that we can be competitive. So when people from other countries come to look to take more of our jobs out of America, we can say, well, wait a minute, we're making it easier for our people to work. And by the way, some of those products that are coming to America from China, they're coming 5,000 miles to California and 7,000 miles to New York's harbor. Check it out for yourself. Someone from China told me that the people don't care. They are shipping those products from China to America. It's 7,000 miles from China to New York City harbor and all those docks up there. 7,000 miles. They don't think anything of it because they're focused. They ask 35 years ago, help us have a little slice of manufacturing in our country and we'll give you good stuff. We'll improve it year after year. Why didn't our people, our businesses, our elected officials do that? Do you have anything to add to that, Larkin?
One of the things that I do want to add is I want to answer a question that Mark asked earlier. When I brought up Joe Biden's name, he said, where is he? anybody know where he is? I know where he is right now. He's on The Voice, or The View. The View, that's six women that couldn't put a puzzle together, interviewing him, and of course he's just throwing all kind of, he's on the back padding tour right now. He's just out there, telling everybody how good of a president he was. He's the water boy. He's sitting right in the middle of that table with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and a bunch of mental midgets that they give a television time to.
I didn't know you watched The View, Larkin.
I don't watch The View at all. I just was going from one news channel to the other, and there he was sitting in the middle of the table.
Larkin, did you hear the report that manufacturing has dropped in the world, and especially in America, in the last 60 days?
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't read it in great detail. I will say we can do everything we want to have a strong economy in America. If the world economy is bad, it's going to be bad for us. It's going to be bad for everybody.
I agree.
And the world economy couldn't possibly be more screwed up than it is right now. And I was looking up when I heard the story about China building a a porch in Peru, I wanted to find out if Peru gets any money from the United States. And the U.S. provides more than $40 million annually to Peru.
And what does that money go for?
I should be able to tell you. It's one foreign, half of, parts of it are foreign aid and parts of it are military. And the part that I'm talking about is a more military than it is foreign aid.
Well, let me ask you this, Larkin. Does Peru provide any money to us?
No.
Well, that's why the thing is, if it's not going for national security, we have to know what the foreign aid is for. This is the thing, because that foreign aid, whenever foreign aid began, it was a very nice gesture, but just it grew and grew and grew. And who pays for the money that is being sent for foreign aid to anywhere? When they said it's the president's decision, I say to the people, you know what I say to them? The president is one taxpayer. I'm one taxpayer. You're one taxpayer. He's supposed to be representing 335 million taxpayers.
Well, yeah, he sets policy. He through agreement of the Congress and the Senate, proposes bills and changes. I understand you wanting to hunt into so much emphasis on getting these people to talk. But do you know Kamala Harris, and I don't want to turn this into red or blue, It's seemingly the way she's going to get elected is the Joe Biden trick: go down in the basement and hide until the day before the election. But she has not had a press conference in 66 days.
Right. Now that's why I would welcome those town halls. If we could have a few town halls, I would be very pleased. You know why? Because a town hall, Larkin, you could be a commentator. Henry could be a commentator. Mark can be a commentator. You know, the person keeping the time. But the questions would come from one person to each of the candidates, and they would have to answer it on the spot. We don't have that in these elections, in any of the elections, not only just for the president, for the Congress people, everybody is overscheduled. People are telling me, yeah, you're absolutely right. It doesn't make any sense that you can't get people. Before Larkin, as you know, being involved in politics, many of the candidates would come out to community meetings. That's very hard to do now. Very hard to get anybody committed because they don't want to be asked questions and they don't want to give answers. I rather you ask me a question, you take my answer, and whether you like it or not, at least you got an answer from me. But that's not happening. We're living with people who are allowing the false economy in America to continue. And when I say false economy, I mean, look at the debt clock put up by the United States government. We're losing big money every second of the day. And yet no one's talking about our debt problems. In Washington, they're talking about all these special deals. And I had a few people calling to ask where the money from for the migrants is coming from. And some of the answers that I got from the budget department, I don't want to say his name, but it's unbelievable. Well, this, it's in many departments as high as 12. Well, what are the 12 departments? Why would you take money from 12 departments paid for by we, the taxpayers, by American Workers Radio people, by American workers, and give it to anybody carte blanche. That doesn't make sense to me. So if anybody has any comments about today's broadcast and you'd like me to say something about it next week, let me know. Remember the address. It's easy to remember. Michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. And I'll really be happy to include you. We don't want to have an inflation economy. We don't want to have a false economy. Larkin, 25 years ago, people could afford things. People came out. They went out and had a good time. They knew how to socialize because they had a job. They felt good, better about spending funds and enjoying themselves. That's not how it is today. People are destroyed by inflation. They have to take care of their families. They have to take care of their children. And after it's all done, they have no other funds to give, to go to have a good time, because everything where you go has gone up so much. And people ask me this question, and I'll have to close off with this question. I'm going to ask all of you to think about it. What's the possibility of getting things back to the way they were and the prices where they were 5 years ago? Is there any possibility that could happen? If America wants to be a leader, Mark, do you think that's a possibility?
Mike, I missed the question.
If people want to know, is it possible to get back to where we were in America with our prices 5 years ago? Because that would make us a much better place to do business.
Yeah, you know, I think yesterday's gone, Mike. I don't think we're getting back the same. But, you know, with everything's evolving all the time, I think we can get better and do better things with our money. I don't like the way they're handling our money as taxpayers. Again, like Larkin says, government don't make no money. It's our monies. We have to get a better qualified team in there, Mike. And it's got to be a team that believes in America.
You are so – oh, that's – you said it right. A team has to work together. Baseball team, football team, soccer team. There's nobody really that we have saying, wow, this is a team and I can really compliment this player or that player. There's few players in the list in Washington now that I could say I'm really pleased about. Ladies and gentlemen, as you hear the music, I want to say thank you for tuning in. I welcome your questions. The address is michael@americanworkersradio.com. I want to say a special thank you to Bruce Bassett Powell, Larkin Conley, and Mark Andel. And remember, Mark Andel has his store listed right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. It's the Made in America store right next to Mark's picture. Do support Mark. He supports us. He supports America. And that's what it's really all about. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my best wishes to you and yours. Stay well and be happy. Stay healthy, and may God bless all of you.